Will I see you again?
I don't know. Probably not.
And thanks for nothing.
I will not rest until every last android has been decommissioned or destroyed.
Oh, God.
If there's a chance this could help us win the war, I must take that chance. I must. That's why I'm here. That's why they gave me this job.
What is it?
Reed is an Earth Raider ship approaching at speed.
You're right. This far behind our frontier defenses, that doesn't make sense. Let's check it again.
Earth Raider assault craft on direct intercept course with this tracking station.
What the hell do the humans think they're playing at? There's nothing more than a landing craft. No room for more than 10 personnel.
That's probably how they managed to slip past the frontier.
Okay, they got through, but they don't stand a chance. They must know that.
They've crossed our defense perimeter, now locked in our orbit. They're coming straight at this base.
Activate planetary defenses.
Activating. Automated weapons firing now. They're evading our fire.
It's impossible. Human pilot reflexes aren't that fast.
You can see for yourself, Commander. They're firing at our gun emplacements. Direct hits.
We're in trouble. Activate emergency recorder and transmitter beacon.
Emergency recorder activated. Planetary defense is disabled.
I don't believe what I'm seeing. They're getting through. Alert the perimeter guard.
Perimeter guard alert. All perimeter guards to emergency stations.
This is Orion tracking station Beta 4 to Orion Central Control. Emergency code X9. Single Earth assault raider has breached our planetary defenses. They've evaded our fire and are on direct intercept course. Ground defenses have been called to battle alert. Request backup immediately. Orion Central Control, are you receiving the signal? Orion Central Control...
Hyperpod homing response received. Reception gate activating. Hyperpod on final approach to sublight phase. Materialization in 10, 9,
she's going to make it to contact 7, primary order.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, materialization. Materialization complete.
Hello?
Samantha, you're active. Alive again.
Samantha. Yes. Alive again. Riordan, are you... Have I arrived?
Yes, I'm here. You're back at Orion Central. We're opening the seals of your hyperpod now.
There's no dreaming, you know.
I know.
Sorry, it's just that I always wonder. Do you think the humans dream in hypersleep? I've never asked them. It would give me away, but I've
Don't
always...
think of the humans. You're among friends now.
Happy?
It's so good to see you.
All her functions read normal, Primary Auden.
Thank you.
Normal? That's difficult to believe.
We'd better get on with the debriefing now.
Of course, Primary Auden. The lounge has been prepared for you. If you'll excuse me.
Of course.
I'd started to think I'd never come home. That I'd live as a human for the rest of my life.
Sure. Let's get you out of there, shall we? Well, you finally decided to come back then. When your transmission stopped, I thought you'd been discovered. That you'd never...
I know. It was the war. The human security restrictions got worse.
There was a chance in a million that we actually managed to get the hyperpod to you. We tried over 100 times. I'd almost given up hope.
I must give you my report.
Yes, yes.
Connect.
Thank you. So, this weapons expert, Paul Hunt, you were with him for over a year. You were his woman.
Yes. Riordan, please look at me.
He called you Sam.
I prefer Samantha.
Does it feel the same with humans?
Yes. Why wouldn't it feel the same?
He was called to Scorpius and you never saw him again.
That's good, isn't it? It means Scorpius is dead. It isn't a threat to us. What's going on?
That's the war room alarm. Something's happened. Come on. Report.
A transmission, Primary Auden.
That's an emergency frequency. Someone's under attack.
Point of origin, tracking station Beta 4. Heavy interference. Some sort of jamming.
Then unjam it. That tracking station is well behind our frontier. If they're being attacked, then we're in real trouble.
It's coming through. It's an emergency recorder transmission on a repeating cycle.
Emergency recorder activated. Planetary defense is disabled.
I don't believe what I'm seeing. They're getting through. Alert the perimeter guard.
Single assault craft that far into our territory.
They would have to be flying with a precision beyond human reflexes, more sophisticated than any of their computer systems could achieve.
Is there any more?
The recording may have been damaged.
We've got to know what happened. Have a reconnaissance ship dispatched to station Beta 4 immediately.
Immediately, Prime Real.
We're picking up more.
What the hell are those things?
They're not like us and they're not human. They've broken into the main structure. No response from any of our sentries.
Control, this is Orion Tracking Station Beta 4 to Orion Central Control. Please respond. Don't you hear us? Unidentified humanoid aggressors have wiped out our ground defenses and are entering.
Resistance is useless.
Who are you? You're not...
Our purpose is to terminate all androids. All of us will come to Orion. Your existence will be at an end.
No,
Cybermen. They're Cybermen, aren't they?
Have that image matched with the historical database.
I think that's the end of the transmission, Prime.
Just do as I ask.
Database match running.
You were right.
But I was wrong about Scorpius.
Not about its purpose. To find a way for the humans to win the war with cyber technology. The reconnaissance vessel has made a full report. Take a look.
That raider ship headed straight back to the human sectors.
This must have been a test of their operational effectiveness.
So somehow the humans have gained access to cyber technology and are using it.
Remnants of cyber technology were being dug up on Earth even before the war. And they weren't even looking for them back then.
You think they found a crashed cyber ship buried for centuries since the first attempted cyber invasions of Earth?
That's what our intelligence people think.
So they're really going to do it. Convert humans into cybermen just to defeat us.
You're not...
Our purpose is to terminate all androids. All of us will come to Orion.
There can't be many of them yet. Otherwise, they'd have come in force. Do we know when they transmitted this?
Yes. Yesterday. Which means we still have time.
But how much time? The Cybermen are stronger than us. Their technology is more advanced. History teaches us they wanted to convert all humanoid races. Androids are an irrelevance to them. You saw what they did to our people at that tracking station. They're liable to see us as some kind of infestation that needs to be wiped out.
There's only one way to make Cybermen: convert human beings. Now, that's not likely to be a popular concept for the humans to swallow. So, the Earth government must be doing this in secret. We have to find a way of exposing the truth.
We could tell them. A broad-width transmission to all Earth territories.
And how many humans are likely to believe the word of their sworn enemies? We'll try that, but any transmissions that do get past the military's jamming will be dismissed as propaganda. Now, we need Scorpius to be exposed from within by a human being.
Then you need me to go back to Earth.
You're the only one who can. You're the only one of our agents who's never been detected. We have no one better and more familiar with human behavior.
Then I must go.
I'm sorry.
I know. So am I. Why would the humans want to do this? Change themselves into something. Something.
Inhuman.
Are they so afraid of us?
Perhaps they're afraid of themselves. We're their creations, a reflection of what they think they are. Why else would they fear us? I've always been sure the humans could never defeat us. We knew that one day they'd tire of their war and accept that we are all essentially the same. Always hoped they knew that too, deep down. But now things have changed. Samantha.
Yes.
We'll prepare as best we can, but you must stop the humans from creating more Cybermen. It will be the end of us if they do.
I understand. Goodbye.
Today, I leave my car in the old city park and walk the 500 or so meters down Oceanic Central driveway to the White House, the presidential palace, the seat of supreme power on Earth and beyond. It's a nice day, and I need the air. And for the first time, it really hits me. Things have changed, and I almost didn't notice. I can't even remember when it first started happening. The war consumes every second of thought. But here, in this street, for the first time in months, I have no charts, no battle plans, no casualty reports to clutter my mind. And I see her everywhere. Enormous holographic images of our glorious leader, war hero President Karen Brett. She hovers and flickers high above every corner, every junction, almost every building. Her face so perfect, her eyes so appealing, her voice almost hypnotic. She's changed. And I wonder, how did it happen? When did the cult of personality begin? It's time to ask her. To find out the truth. What's happened to my old friend Karen?
Come.
I didn't know there'd been an election.
How very droll, Commander Barnaby. President Brett is in Africa today, opening another weapons factory. I'm deputizing for her.
Isn't that the Vice President's job?
The Vice President is still in the Vasluvian system.
Still? I didn't even know he'd gone there.
I'm sure your security people were informed. How can I help you?
My appointment was with the President. I'll see her when she gets back. When exactly will that be?
She instructed me to handle this.
I came here to speak to the President on matters of planetary security and the prosecution of this war. You, Mr. Hunt...
Paul? Please, call me Paul. Liam?
You, as far as I'm aware, are the President's personal political advisor. You weren't elected or appointed by the Senate. You're not empowered to make decisions
but,
on behalf of
Liam,
this administration.
I am acting on the instructions of the President, who, unless things have changed since I last looked at the Constitution, has supreme executive power over Earth and all her dominions. Now, how can I help you?
Very well, but I will wish to speak to the President
you
when she...
You can call her Karen. We all do. And I know that you two have known each other for many years.
Yes, we have. Which I thought, if you forgive my being presumptuous, might at least give me the right to speak with her now and again.
She's a very busy woman.
Oh, yes. On chat shows, modelling new fashions, visiting schools, but that hardly...
She has to be a role model for the people of Earth. I'm sure you understand the value of morale boosting. Karen is now the most popular president...
We are losing this war!
There's no need to shout, Liam.
Of course, I understand the value of keeping morale up. But you don't win a war on wishful thinking, popularity polls, and happy, smiling faces. We are being outmaneuvered by the androids on every front.
Some would say that was your responsibility, Liam. Did you have anything specific you wanted to talk about?
This and this.
What exactly am I supposed to be looking at?
Something I picked up on entirely by accident, almost as if I wasn't supposed to know about it. Top secret raiding parties going into android territory and sabotaging random installations. I can find no real military purpose for these raids and no clear record of authorization or the personnel involved.
Your point?
As Commander-in-Chief of all Earth's forces, it's my job to formulate and authorize all operations and strategies. At the very least, I should have had full access to...
And the other matter?
Transmissions from the Orion system.
Propaganda. What's unusual about that?
The sheer volume of transmissions. They've been saturating us with it.
What exactly are they transmitting? Do you know?
No. No, I don't know. Because our people are successfully jamming the signals and have apparently been given orders to keep no recordings of them.
I see. Well, what's the point of listening to enemy propaganda anyway?
The point is, I didn't give the orders. And that, Paul, is why I need to speak to the President and not some jumped-up little PA who thinks he knows best because he happens to be good at choosing which dress she wears.
I think you've made your concerns clear.
So, when is she back from Africa?
Liam, I think you need a reality check.
What the hell do you mean by that?
Let me put it this way. If the President wishes to keep her Commander-in-Chief out of the loop on certain sensitive issues, that is entirely her prerogative. And he, in turn, must trust that she has a perfectly good reason for keeping him out of the loop.
Tell her I want to see her when she returns.
I'll inform her of your request. Thank you, Liam.
I want to strangle him. I want to hammer that smug face of his into a bloody pulp. And somehow, I get the impression that's exactly what he wants me to do. I have to get out of here before I do something I'll regret.
Commander Barnaby, you are now joining Oceanic Highway Lane 1. Please state destination.
Take me home.
You have 3 appointments, Commander Barnaby. One at the department...
Cancel them. They're not important.
Appointment cancelled, Commander Barnaby. Vehicle now proceeding to Oceanic Highway Lane 2. Estimated time of arrival at Fork Ridge Apartments, 39 minutes.
Take the 5th exit, East Coast High Road.
That will increase journey time...
I'm not in a hurry. I need to think. They should have got rid of talking computers when they shipped the androids out to Orion. Thank you.
joining East Coast High Road, Commander Barnaby.
What? Oh, reduce speed to 35.
Reducing speed will increase
estimated... I don't care. I want to look at the sea.
Speed reducing to 35 kilometers per hour, Commander Barnaby. Would you like your window opened?
Yeah. Yes, I would.
Oh, looks beautiful.
Pull over. I want to take a walk.
Pulling over at next available lay-by. Speed reducing.
What's the matter?
Vehicle approaching southbound at an unsafe, illegal speed. Emergency services notified.
Rear view. What the hell's he doing? He's coming straight at us. Oh, my God. Give me manual control, now.
Manual control, now. Attention, attention. This vehicle is being forced off-road.
He's pushing us towards a cliff top. Who the hell? Have I got manual control? Forget it. Just put it in reverse. Maximum acceleration. Do it!
Reverse gear, maximum acceleration. Fuel consumption is not efficient at this level of acceleration, Commander
Barnaby. We're slowing, but it's still not enough. It's going to push us over the edge. What about the emergency services?
Emergency services responding.
Activate intercar comms.
Activated.
Who are you? Why are you doing this? What? Where?
Our vehicle is now leaving. Southbound, speed 45, 60, 95 kilometers per hour. Emergency services now arriving.
All of the surveillance cameras.
Yeah, right along the East Coast High Road, sir. They think it may have been a power surge, but they just can't tell.
So, no record of what happened? Well, my car's onboard nav computer will have recorded
enough.
What is it, officer?
Your navcom seems to have... Well, seems to have had its memory wiped, sir.
That's ridiculous.
You say you didn't recognize the driver.
I've told you the windows were tinted. He clearly didn't want to be recognized.
And you're sure the vehicle deliberately rammed you, sir?
What are you getting at?
Well, you say the vehicle approached at speed. Perhaps the driver lost control.
It was deliberate. He drove off. If it was an accident, he'd have stayed...
Might I ask you why you didn't have your security escort with you, sir? A high-ranking officer such as yourself.
I needed to be alone.
Needed to be? Was this official business, sir?
I'm not at liberty to say.
I see. Well, if you do believe this wasn't an accident, sir, then presumably you think this was an attempt on your life.
It would seem that way, yes.
In that case, have you any idea who you think might have wanted to kill you?
Apart from android agents? No. No, I have no idea.
The emergency service response was exceptionally fast, faster than we anticipated. But we covered our tracks. There's no proof that it ever happened.
It was calculated that the Cyberman would have sufficient time to destroy Commander Barnaby before there was a danger of being detected.
Barnaby's a tough customer. He doesn't give up without a fight. And we failed to take into account that the emergency services would respond more quickly because of his status.
That was a mistake.
To err is human.
There must be no more mistakes.
I understand.
You will consider all logical factors in the formulation of your next plan.
Barnaby is an experienced, instinctive soldier. It'll take more than logic to neutralize him.
That is why we allow you to retain your human cerebral characteristics. They are needed to anticipate the illogicality of the human mind.
It's nice to feel essential.
You belong to us.
Yes.
You will now return to the White House. It will soon be time to implement the next phase of our plan. But first, Commander Barnaby must be
paranoid. Did someone really try to kill me, or am I just losing it? I feel shut out. In time of war, the President and her Commander-in-Chief should be working together, close allies, old friends. What's happened to the Karen I knew? I never get to see her. Talk to her, even. And I need to talk to her. We're losing this war. She's a brilliant tactician. I need her. But since this Paul Hunt is... Paul Hunt. He predicted she'd be president. Promised so much. And yet all we hear from him now is fashion, style, spin. Paul Hunt. He's the key. She took him on just about 6 months ago. But what the hell do we actually know about him?
I'm not sure I can permit access to that kind of information, Commander.
Am I hearing you right, Lieutenant?
Sir?
I'm not making a polite request. I'm giving you an order. Release all Paul Hunt's personal files to me immediately.
I think I would have to...
Have to what, Lieutenant?
Well, contact the President's office for confirmation.
President's office? You mean Paul Hunt? You want to ask Paul Hunt if it's all right if the Commander-in-Chief conducts an internal security investigation into his personal affairs? Is that what I'm hearing, Lieutenant?
It's just that Mr. Hunt has given instructions...
Is Mr. Hunt your commanding officer?
No, sir, but...
But what? Who is your commanding officer?
You. You are, sir. But Mr. Hunt is...
Is the subject of my investigation. Now release the files, Lieutenant.
He's very close to the President, sir. He's a very powerful man.
He's an advisor, Lieutenant. He has no power at all. The President has all the power, but I'm in charge of the military. I'm your commanding officer. I'm giving you an order, and if you obey it now, I might just forget that we've had this pointless little conversation. Are you following me? I might just forget that you questioned an order from the Commander-in-Chief of every single serviceman and woman in this galaxy. Do I make myself clear, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
It's all right, Lieutenant. These are difficult times. There'll be no mention of this on your record.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll release those files now, sir.
There's not much. Just the Scorpius files I've seen before, stripped of any detail and nothing much else. Scorpius. What was it? What was his involvement? There's nothing. Nothing. What's that?
Previous address.
Show me.
Apartment 7, 92 Cranfield Gardens, State of London. SW7V9 11H42, Greater Britannica, Europa.
This says Paul Hunt is no longer the registered occupant. Cross-reference with civic tenancy records.
Current registered tenant, Samantha Thorne.
And she's still living there?
Samantha Thorne, currently resident in Oceanic City.
Here? Give me her details.
She'll be with you any moment now, Commander.
Thank you.
Is there anything else we can get you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, she won't be long.
Miss Thorne?
Yes? Is there anything wrong?
Please, come in.
I've seen you on the broadcasts. You're that military guy, aren't you?
Yes, I'm that military guy. Sit down, Samantha. Do you mind if I call you Samantha?
I don't know. It depends.
On what?
Oh, I don't know. On whether or not you think I've done something wrong.
And why would I think that?
Look, you're a very important man. Don't you have, you know, soldiers to come and do this sort of thing for you? Why have you come yourself? I don't know. Maybe you think I've done something wrong. That's what I'm thinking. But what do I know? I'm just a girl who works in a comm centre, processing data all day.
A girl who is the registered tenant of an apartment in one of the most fashionable areas of London, but doesn't live there.
Something wrong with that, Commander Barnaby?
Ah, you've remembered my name then.
Yes, I've remembered your name, Liam. You don't mind if I call you Liam, do you? Since you're being so chummy with me.
Tell me about Paul Hunt.
Samantha Thorne. Who exactly is she?
No one. I barely remember her. She's in the past.
And he's talking to her now?
That's right, Karen. Your Commander-in-Chief is neglecting his duties and pursuing his own paranoid agenda.
I don't see how this can threaten
us. The point is, Karen, that Liam is a problem that's not going to go away. He's going to keep digging. And, you know, he won't understand the true value of what we're doing here. In fact, his actions could endanger our chances of victory.
Victory? Yes. Victory. I can't let him get in the way of that. I'll speak to him.
Commander Barnaby.
Chief Justice Gorton, thank you for taking my call. Some of your colleagues seemed unwilling to talk.
I'm aware that you've been hounding every High Court judge in the Oceanic Justice Department, Commander. They've been complaining to me about you.
Have you read the material I sent to your office?
I have.
Your opinion?
About what, precisely?
About the evidence.
What you've presented can hardly be called evidence. It's just a collection of unsubstantiated suspicions and question marks.
Which is why I need the judicial inquiry. Paul Hunt needs to be questioned under oath in the highest court. It's the only way we'll find out the truth.
And what do you think the truth is?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but something is
what, Commander?
Are you saying my report doesn't make you in the least bit curious, Justice Graham?
Granted. There seems to be no record of Mr. Hunt's movements for over a year. And as you put it, he does seem to have disappeared.
Precisely.
And he was involved in a government project called Scorpius, of which there is now no detailed record.
Which, again, is why we need to question him. Under oath. Under expert scrutiny.
Commander Barnaby, I need hardly tell you that this is a time of war. Mr. Hunt is a close and valued advisor to the President. Public confidence in the presidency is vital at a time like this. If we question the character and standing of a presidential advisor, we question the presidency itself. And that is a very dangerous and irresponsible thing to be doing right now. Wouldn't you agree?
But you acknowledge there are questions to be answered.
There are questions. But what good will the process of finding the answers do?
Surely that isn't your concern. You should be concerned only with justice and the truth. It's your duty
to... Don't go down that road, Commander. I'm clear on what my duty is. It is a responsibility to the preservation of our civilization and our values.
The truth.
The truth always comes out in the end.
In the end?
Commander, I've spoken to the President on this. I agree with her that there should be no judicial inquiry concerning Paul Hunt. He's an important part of the morale-building process. He's transformed public opinion and public confidence. He's helped make our society more stable, less fearful.
I see. I shall take this up with the President personally.
I know that you and she have been friends for many years. Perhaps that will help her to see some merit in your argument that eludes me. I wish you luck, Commander, but I must insist that you stop pestering my department. Do I make myself clear?
You do.
Good day to you.
Come. Madam President!
I'm sorry we haven't had time to talk recently, Liam. May I take a seat?
Of course. I've just heard from Chief Justice Goran.
I know.
Of course you know. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Your job, Liam. You can do your job.
What is it you think I'm doing?
You appear to be conducting a one-man vendetta against my chief political advisor.
I'm just asking questions. Questions I'm a little surprised you've never asked, Karen.
It's not your job to try to force a judicial inquiry into a senior civil servant.
Civil servant?
It's also not your job to threaten security personnel in order to get hold of confidential personal files concerning that senior civil servant.
I wasn't threatening anyone. I was merely reminding a lower rank about the proper chain of command.
The president has all the power, but I'm in charge of the military.
What?
What exactly did you mean by that, Liam?
You're having my calls monitored. This was Hunt's idea, wasn't it?
Some would say your remarks constituted a potential threat to presidential authority.
What are you trying to suggest? That I'm plotting a military coup? Are you serious, Karen? You've known me for...
Yes, Liam. I know you. And that's what I've been telling my advisers. I know you and I trust you.
And what do you really know about Paul Hunt?
I know he's made
He turned up out of the blue on some godforsaken planet and predicted that you'd be president. Hasn't it ever struck you as odd that he made that prediction and that it came true? He talked about a project called Scorpius, something that could win the war. He showed us some creature, armored, powerful. We never talked about it again, did we? Have you any idea what that thing was? You had me turn the central data core inside out to discover the truth about Scorpius. And what did I find out? It was Hunt who had Scorpius cancelled and all the files destroyed. So why was he so keen to sell the idea of it to you? Then the next thing I know, he's your right-hand man. How the hell did that happen? And what does he do? He turns you into a high-class clothes horse, the most beautiful president Earth's ever seen, popularity running sky high. Karen!
I can't remember a time when I didn't trust you, Liam.
Thanks.
But I've been protecting you. And I can only do that for so long.
Protecting me from what?
My people feel that your handling of the
war
is not...
Your people? You mean Paul Hunt? That'll be the same Paul Hunt who apparently vanished off the face of the earth for a year after he had Scorpius shut down. Did you know that there's no record of anyone else being involved in Scorpius? It's like everyone who had anything to do with it or him has been erased from history.
Except you found someone.
Oh, so now you're having me fall.
Your actions are of concern to us.
Samantha Thorne. They've been together over a year, lived together. It was a relationship. One morning, he just got out of bed and disappeared.
Your point.
Doesn't any of this strike you as odd?
His personal affairs are nothing to
personal do... Personal affairs? The man has the ear of the most powerful woman in the galaxy and there's a blank that nobody can fill in. A whole area of his life that no one knows anything about.
He's an advisor. He doesn't make policy.
Then tell me about these secret raiding parties. Tell me about the transmissions from Orion. Tell me about keeping your commander-in-chief out of the loop. Is it something to do with Scorpius? Huh? Is that it? Have you reactivated Scorpius? Are you running a top-secret project without telling the commander-in-chief of your armed forces?
Liam, I think you're losing your sense of perspective.
And I think this administration has lost its sense of purpose. Yes, you're popular. Yes, the people are happy. But the war situation gets worse by the moment. My reports are ignored, my budget increases deferred. Whose idea were those pointless raids into Orion territory? Paul Hunt?
I think your dislike of Paul is clouding your judgment.
And what would that matter? No one seems to be taking any notice of my judgment. Just tell me what the hell's going on, Karen!
I think you should consider taking some leave.
What? You want me to resign, don't you?
I've authorised indefinite sick leave.
Why?
The stress of the job is getting too much for you. You can't cope with your own failure, so you're externalising, blaming someone else. Paul Hunt is your scapegoat, Liam.
Karen, you know me better than that.
I thought I did. A press statement has been prepared. It will be released tomorrow. Perhaps in a month or two we can talk about your resignation. When things have calmed down.
What's happened to you?
What's happened to you, Liam? A security detail is waiting to escort you from the White House.
And that's it?
That's it.
Miss Thorne! Miss Thorne!
Are you stalking me? I'm on my way home, Commander. Contact me in the office tomorrow.
This is official and important.
How come? Didn't they fire you today?
What?
A few drafts of the press release went back and forth on the White House security net. I imagine it'll be frontline news tomorrow.
Do you make a habit of monitoring classified communications?
Well, I work in the communications center. Seemed like too juicy an opportunity to miss. Sick leave? You look perfectly fine to me. What's the trouble, Liam? Is it physical or mental?
You've committed a Class 1 security offence. In wartime, that can be punishable by death.
Go ahead and report me. Then you'll never find out the truth about Paul Hunt.
And what is the truth about him?
Do you really want to be talking about this in front of them?
In front of who?
Friends of yours? They've probably been following you since you were escorted from the White House. Oh, dear Liam. You're beginning to look a little hunted.
Is that supposed to be funny?
We've got to get away from here. That's my tram. Follow me. Good. I think they followed the tram.
You're good at this. Thank you. But I should have
guessed they'd have somebody following you. Why should you? Until about half an hour ago, you were one of the most important people on Earth. Why did they get rid of you, Liam? Why are they pretending you're ill?
Who are you?
I asked first. And you need someone to trust, don't you?
They may not just be following me.
Say it. Whatever it is, you might as well.
I think. In fact, I think I'm just beginning to realize that they may have already made an attempt on my life.
Sounds like you're a dangerous man to know.
So why are you bothering?
Because I've got something to tell you, Liam.
What? What about?
Not here. You know the old docks, Oceanic Bay?
Yeah?
Be there at 9:30 tonight. I'll find you.
Why should I trust you?
Because you've got no one left to trust. And I can tell you all about Scorpius.
Scorpius? What's that?
You can't fool me, Liam. 9:30?
9:30. What?
Have you ever heard of the Cybermen?
No, I don't think so. Why?
Just wondered. Bye.
And as activity in the war zone intensifies, there's the inevitable flood of refugees. In some ways, it's good news. It means that our people are safe, out of harm's way. But the problem of refugee resettlement is a logistical nightmare for the colonial authorities.
All refugees are going to be processed. That's our commitment. But we'd be less than honest if we didn't admit to people that the system is nearing overload and that progress is going to be slow. So we're asking people to be patient.
The priority is for refugee transport ships to get as far away from the war zone as possible. So by far the largest percentage of refugees are coming to Earth for processing before they're allocated safe planetary settlements in the outer colonies. We spoke...
There's no mention of the progress of the war itself.
No, they're concentrating on the human tragedy.
Tragedy? Yes, but...
When the people see those pictures, the flood, the human tide of refugees, when they hear those words that the system is overloaded... It becomes a problem they feel they can't control. It is beyond them. Who's going to keep track of the refugees? They're simply the casualties of war. Casualties who are going to help us turn the tide against the android hordes.
Liam said this administration had lost its...
Liam has gone, Karen. He's gone.
Gone. But I can't remember a time when I didn't trust him. He's my friend. Why did that change?
Because things do change, Karen. You know that. Priorities change. Things need to be simpler.
But what if Liam was right? What if we need to concentrate on...
You've known him a long time. You've trusted him for many years. It's difficult. It feels complicated. But things can be simpler than that. They should be. They will be.
Yes.
He's gone. He won't trouble you anymore. There is nothing to fear.
Liam. Yes, it will be simpler this way.
Damn! Damn!
Now they're bound to know where you are.
What? What? Can you see in the dark or something? How long have you been watching me?
Long enough.
And what do you mean? Who's going to know where I am? I wasn't followed. I made sure of that.
I could hear them.
What are you talking about?
Come on, follow me. I've got a jet boat waiting. If we're quick.
A jet boat? How did you... Where are we going?
Too late. Run! I've got you. Lean on me. Come on. Come on. Get in.
Those weapons, they're not standard issue ammunition. What the hell?
Keep down. Keep down. All right, they just singed you. This should help.
What about you? They hit you too, didn't they?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Where are we going?
I've set the autopilot, don't worry.
Where for?
Can we discuss this later?
God, that looks pretty bad. They got you in the chest, but...
For your information, I didn't just tap into classified White House communications about your career, Commander. I've had traces running on everything transmitted in and out of there for months. And I broke into all the data archived, transmission logs...
Why would you do that?
I'll let you work that one out for yourself.
What are you doing?
Running repairs. I managed to trace the source of an unauthorized holographic transmission beamed into the president's living quarters some months ago. That's where we're heading. To that transmission source. You need to sleep.
They hit you. Right in the chest, you... You should be dead.
Thanks, Liam. But lucky for you, I'm not.
It isn't the easiest thing in the world to excuse oneself from a war cabinet meeting.
Your plan failed again. Barnaby has escaped.
There was a female with him. I didn't expect her to be so... efficient.
This is your second mistake.
She's not important.
You once had an emotional connection with her.
Not anymore. She meant nothing to me. She's just a bitter ex-lover trying to make trouble. The Cybermen report that she received a fatal wound. She'll be dead by now.
But Barnaby is still alive.
He was also wounded. He may die of his wounds. Whatever happens, it doesn't matter. He's out of our way. If he dares to show his face now, he'll be arrested and imprisoned. He's a fugitive.
He may be a threat to our plans.
The first refugee ships are about to arrive on schedule. Nothing can stop our plan now.
Very well. Have you prepared the president's speech?
Oh, yes. The policy initiative has been approved by the War Cabinet. They're hungry for victory, and we can deliver it. The president's speech to Earth and its colonies is scheduled for 10 days' time. After that, nothing can stop us.
What the hell are you doing?
Welcome back to the land of the living, Commander.
You can cut that out for a start. They'd probably strip me of my rank.
That's true, actually. They did that a couple of days ago.
A couple of days? How did you... How long have I been...
I've kept you under for about 5 days. It's done you a power of good, Liam. Your arm's much better now, and it stopped you asking a lot of stupid questions.
Well, you better put me under again if you don't want to hear any questions.
All right. What the hell am I doing? I believe that was your first question. Well, I'm monitoring the stealth mode settings of this boat.
Stealth? How the hell did you get hold of a high-end piece of kit like...
I reserve the right to veto irrelevant questions.
Irrelevant? You think it's irrelevant that you managed to get...
That gets covered any moment now.
What do you mean?
Think about it.
I take it you've noticed I'm not dead.
You were shot in the chest. You
should be dead. I know. And I would be if I were a human being. That's right. You're getting there. I'm a spy. Deep undercover. Been here for years. Well, I was here for about 5 years. Went back for a while, then came back again a few months ago.
Came back from... No.
Yes. And there you were, starting to find me attractive. Don't deny it. I can read the signs. No, really, I can. So, what do you do now? There's a transmitter here. You could try to overpower me, I suppose. Help, red alert. An android spy's kidnapped me. Oh, but hold on. The authorities have decided you're a traitor and want you dead. And who did they send to kill you? Cybermen.
Cyber?
And anyway, you wouldn't be able to overpower me. That was just a hypothetical situation. I'm stronger and faster than you. I was made that way. In Orion. Did you ever visit the factories before the war? You really do hate us, don't you? I've never seen it this close up. This personal. You see, I've never told a human being that I'm an android. They've never been able to tell the difference. Which is why I've been able to get on with my job. And I'm very good at it. Breaking encryptions, accessing transmission logs, stealing jet boats. I flatter myself I'm quite unstoppable when I'm at my best. Couldn't avoid getting shot by a Cyberman, though. But nobody's perfect, are they?
What are you doing here?
Oh. What do you think I'm going to do? Wipe out the entire human race this afternoon? You've shut down, Liam, haven't you? Shut down on me. Just like a machine. Well, here are a few other answers for you to be thinking about while you brood. We've just arrived at the Britannica penal colony, the Isle of Wight. Why? Because that's where that holographic transmission to the White House came from all those months ago. And do you know whose likeness was transmitted in that hologram? Have a guess. Who do you hate almost as much as you hate me?
Paul Hunt?
Paul Hunt. My ex-lover. The man who disappeared to join Scorpius, then had it shut down. Then, secretly, with the collusion of your beloved president, had it reactivated. Interesting. You clearly don't disbelieve me.
Who are these Cybermen?
My guess is you're about to find out. Oh dear. It seems not even the stealth capabilities of this high-end piece of kit are going to be enough to stop them finding us. They're in the process of getting a radar fix on us. I've managed to dodge their beams for the last 5 days, but we're in too close now. Can you swim? Oh, big strong lad like you, of course you can.
What the hell are you doing?
Scuttling the boat, Liam. We're going to have to swim ashore. We wait on the shoreline until it's dark.
And then what? This is a penal colony, the security...
Oh, didn't they tell you? They're using this place to process refugees from the war now.
That'll be me out of the loop again.
What?
Nothing. Okay, so you're saying that security's not going to be that tight, so we sneak ashore. Why?
For one thing, to find out exactly what's going on. Then
if they're processing refugees here, we already know what's going on.
Haven't you worked it out yet? What I'm telling you is that this is where the Scorpius Project is based. You don't believe me.
You're the enemy. Why should I believe anything you say?
Get out.
seen one before.
Where? It's important, Liam.
Why would I tell the enemy something important?
Do you know what the Cybermen are? Do you? They're the future of the human race unless I can stop it. That's my mission. To expose what's going on here. That's why I need you, Liam.
You think I'm going to help you?
You don't get it. I can't believe you people have forgotten about them. But that's our curse. Once the information's stored up here, it never goes away. And you see, you made androids to work in your libraries and scientific institutions, and they were programmed with the sum of all mankind's knowledge. And they never forget any of it. They never dismiss a single fact. And we androids share our information. We don't keep secrets from each other. But you lot, those who hold the knowledge, hold the keys to power. And one day, one of your clever little scientists theorized that the only way to destroy us was to make human beings better.
What are you saying? That thing, that Cyberman, was a human being?
A human being that's nothing like an android. And the trouble is that, normally, a human being is everything like an android.
Oh, spare me the propaganda.
Don't you get it? Scorpius is a plan to turn human beings into Cybermen. But your president and Paul Hunt don't want people to know that. You kept asking questions, and that's why they want you dead. Because, you see, you can't control Cybermen. You can't just make a few of them to win a war for you. If you turn a human being into a Cyberman, the human being gets stronger, faster, smarter.
Enough to defeat you?
Oh, yes.
Then I don't see
but
what
they lose something, Liam. Someone once said that they lose their soul. The spark that makes them really alive. They lose their ability to feel. Their emotions just dry up and die. So what's left after that?
What are you doing here?
We got lost, didn't we?
Yes. We got lost.
We just arrived on the refugee ship and...
You must be taken to the processing center.
Blank. How can this thing have been a human being? What are Karen and Hunt doing? I don't understand why she'd do this. Turn people into these things. It's not what Karen... She'd never condone...
This must be the processing centre. Thousands of people. Crowds stretching as far as I can see right across the island. Transport ships delivering...
And we're in a long line, heading towards the southern coast. Thousands of us. My mind is reeling.
Where'd they pick you up?
We were lucky to get out. The androids attacked our system. I saw ships blowing up. Maybe even a planet. I don't know. It was terrible.
Where are we heading now?
Medical screening. They check for radiation and stuff, apparently. Chemical warfare checks too, just in case.
But we're heading out to sea. Where is...
Well, the walkway links to a lift shaft, apparently. That's what I heard. There's an underwater base where they do all the medical stuff.
And what about the Cybermen?
These what?
The guys in the silver outfits.
Oh, that's just protective clothing, in case of radiation and stuff. They told us on the ship.
Thanks.
Okay, good luck. Maybe see you later.
They're taking us to the cyber ship.
What?
Earth was attacked by Cybermen centuries ago. They were defeated, but bits of their technology got left behind. And that's what your Scorpius people were looking for. They did it years ago. It all went wrong in the Garrison system.
What? Just slow down. I don't know why I'm even listening to you. If we're really in danger here, then we should just stop.
stop.
I don't know. Just tell people. Challenge these cyber... Or maybe they are just guys in protective clothing.
You really believe that?
That woman did.
She's just thanking her lucky stars she's still alive. All these people are. They're not asking questions. Look, Liam, I can't stop you. You speak up, but just make your mind up first. Either you're warning these people about Cybermen, or you believe that there's no such thing as Cybermen, and I've just made it all up. In which case, what are you warning them about?
You.
Yeah. I suppose that's your choice.
You're not going to try and stop me? I thought you said you could easily overpower a human being.
I'd only draw attention to us. No, Liam. I'm putting my faith in human nature. Despite the fact that you want us all dead, we androids have a lot of faith in human nature. You lot gave it to us in the first place.
There is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear.
I hate her. She's everything I want to see defeated. Dead. But why would she lie about this? She saved my life. She's the only one who's given me the information I need. I have to find out the truth about what's going on here. So what do you think happens down here?
Did you see the faces of the people coming out of the other lift?
What are you getting at?
Did they look happy?
No, but I don't understand. They didn't look... I don't know.
That's just it. They didn't look like they were feeling anything at all, did they?
Are you saying this is it? They're taking us to be made into Cybermen?
I don't know. It may just be the start of the process. I don't know. That's what I'm here to find out.
It was Paul Hunt who showed us a Cyberman.
What?
That's where I've seen one before. On Retichek 4... In a pouring rain, he left a holographic projector and it showed Karen and me an image of...
Of that?
Yes, of that.
Then you believe me?
I don't know what to believe, but we've got to get out of here.
I think it's too late for that.
I make one attempt to escape, but a Cyberman bars my way, like a wall. I look into its empty eyes, and I feel, I know, it would kill me without hesitation. It says,
each of you will enter a treatment cell. There is nothing to fear.
There is nothing to fear. Just one last glimpse of Samantha's face. I can't make out her expression. Is she afraid? Is she trying to tell me something? Was that a smile? She's right. I am attracted to her. There is nothing to fear. But that's all there is. Fear. What? There is nothing.